Listening test. In the listening test, you will be asked to demonstrate how well you understand spoken Korean. You will hear one statement about a specific scene you can encounter in Korean culture. When you hear the statement, you must select one answer that best fits in or completes the dialogue. Write your answers on a separate piece of paper.
Yes,
it's time for our listening test. It's time for Tokik, the test of Korean international communication. It's day 3 of 5, hump day, and we're doing pretty well this week. Bajaj has got 2 out of 2. I've got 1 out of 2.
Have I?
Didn't you get it right? Yes, you got right,
oh, yeah,
and then you
right.
got Cholida right.
Cholida.
This week it's very interesting. We're dealing with mispronunciations or misspellings, the way that we should say a particular word.
Quite useful, because I think not only foreigners, but even Koreans, they'll probably get this wrong.
I know. It's very interesting. For instance, at the end of part 3, uh-huh. I introduced a Gabriella Chilmi as Gabriella Silmi.
Yeah.
You see, we can all make mistakes.
We can.
Even in English or Korean.
That's right.
So we have in front of us a mostly blank piece of paper. It says...
Ka-na.
Ooh, again, only 2 choices. I think that means it's going to be another misspelling or mispronunciation question.
Yep.
Who knows what kind of topic? Who knows what kind of word? We're going to have to listen very, very carefully. Are you ready, Bajaj?
I am ready, Matthews.
Well, shall we start?
Shall we?
Let's start.
다음을 듣고 질문에 답하시오.
네. 네.
에쉬튼. 아, 출출하다. 짜장면 시켜 먹을까? 밀라. 어, 그거 좋은 생각이다. 나 진짜 배고파. 나는 시켜줘. 에쉬튼. 어, 그걸 다 먹을 수 있겠어? 밀라. 왜? 여자라서 못 먹을까 봐?
오.
내가 그릇 싹 비워줄게. 다음 보기 중에서 에 들어갈 올바른 보기를 고르시오. 가, 곱빼기. 나, 곱빼기.
Okay, hold on. You need to do this again. Is it 곱빼기 and then 곱빼기?
I think in fact it was 곱빼기 and then 곱빼기. You're going to have to make a choice, Bajaj. I'm sorry, I can't help you with this.
Right.
In any case, we have Ashton and 곱빼기, Miller.
곱빼기.
Or as our announcer says, Ashton. It's very cute.
It is cute. Here's the thing, though. Even if you go to these restaurants, some restaurants will spell it 곱빼기, some restaurants will spell it 곱빼기.
Okay. All right.
Which one's right?
Well, you're going to have to make a choice, Bajaj.
Mila Kunis, I need your help.
Well, she's not here. She's busy in Hollywood.
She actually speaks really good Russian.
Yeah, fantastic Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And Ashton Kutcher, I've heard him speak a little bit of Korean.
Have you?
Yeah, just 안녕하세요. You know when they do those movie intros sometimes?
사랑합니다.
A little bit of promotion.
Yeah.
Yeah, he tried his best.
That's okay.
So in any case, they're talking about being hungry, and Ashton fancies some black bean noodles. Mila's hungry as well, and she asks him to momo shikyo joe to get her this, and he says, well, can you eat it all? And she says, just because I'm a girl.
Don't underestimate me.
Exactly. So have you got an answer?
I do.
On the count of 3.
1, 2, 3.
Ga.
Mm.
Okay, we have both gone for ga, which was?
곱빼기.
Probably. To be honest, when I heard the 2 of them, I couldn't hear that much of a difference.
Right. No, now was also?
곱빼기.
Right.
Was there a difference?
I don't know.
Should we circle both?
Was there a pachim on one and not on the other?
I'm not sure. In any case, yesterday was na, so I'm going for ga.
Yeah, that's
my logic.
Yeah, so is mine.
Okay, well, we will find out whether we're right or wrong after this song appropriately. It's all about food. It's Duran Duran.
Hungry like the wolf, eating jjajangmyeon.
Delicious. That was Duran Duran describing how we both feel when 7 o'clock comes around, hungry like the wolf. And Bajaj.
Yes?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're not going to say it to me?
Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. We both got it right.
We got it right.
We got it right. This is, you are on a roll, Bajaj. You're 3 for 3. I'm 2 for 3. We're doing pretty well this week.
I think you're doing not too shabby as well.
Yeah, I think we've hit our stride this week. I'm thinking maybe you can make it to be Queen of Tokik.
Whoa, let's not get carried away, okay? We still have two more questions.
Okay, but I think you can do it. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
All right.
I believe in you as well.
Oh, thank you.
To get 4 out of 5.
Thanks. I'll do my best. So we have Ashton and Mila, or Ashton.
Ashton.
As our announcer said. Who would you like to be?
Ooh, interesting question. Do I want to be Steve Jobs or who
the
was
Black
Mila?
Swan.
Mila Cool. Oh, no, she wasn't the Black Swan. She Natalie Portman.
She was the other swan. She was also a swan.
Hmm.
Or yeah, Meg from never, Family Guy.
Yeah, Meg from Family Guy.
Okay, I'll be Ashton.
Okay.
Oh, 출출하다. 짜장면 시켜 먹을까? Oh, I'm getting hungry. How about we order some 짜장면, black bean paste noodles?
그거 좋은 생각이다. 나 진짜 배고파. 나는 시켜줘. Oh, it's a good idea. I'm really hungry. Get me a
그걸 다 먹을 수 있겠어? Do you think you can eat all of that?
왜? 여자라서 못 먹을까봐? 내가 그걸 싹 비워줄게. Why? You think I can't eat it because I'm a woman? I'll empty out my dish. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Girl power with the 짜장면. With the black bean noodles. Though I'm not sure how wise it is to order a double portion.
Maybe she's preggers again.
Maybe she's hungry.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she just hasn't... She skipped out on lunch. Okay?
Okay. So we had to fill in the more and more. Our two options were Gopegi. Double portion.
Na kopegi, which is wrong.
So the answer was?
Ka kopegi, double portion.
So that's the double piup.
Sang piup.
Sang piup. Yeah. Kopegi. Which is my weak point.
But they still have a pachim because I originally spelled it as ko and then pegi.
Okay. No, there's a pachim on the end of the gop.
Interesting.
And then a double, a sang piup on the pe, which I can't do properly. Can you do it for me?
Kopegi. Kopegi. Peggy.
Peggy, yeah. Peggy. This is like my kryptonite, and I think it's kryptonite for a lot of foreigners learning Korean. It's the sangpyeops or the double whatevers.
Yeah.
Can be difficult to differentiate, difficult to hear.
Right, so if you guys want to kind of, learn about it, the words that end with or kind of the pachim, like kiok or piop, with one morpheme should have peggy, but as for kop, plus beggy, where the beggy come after another morpheme, is pronounced as beggy. It should just kind of be spelled that way. I guess it is kind of like a irregular word.
Okay, then we'll just have to learn it. We'll just have to memorize it.
Uh-huh.
Can you memorize it?
Cool, beggy. Yes, I did.
At least till tomorrow.
Yeah, where I will completely forget.
Okay.
But that's okay.
But it's good news. We got it right. We hope you got it right too. And now it's time for...
Soulmate.
With Kate.